Welcome to the Limitless Healing Podcast, where everyone is welcome to take a front row seat and listen in on inspiring conversations, stories of healing, and action steps to help you live your best life. My name is Colette Brown, and I am passionate about all things wellness, mind, body, soul, inspired by my own personal transformation from unwell and not knowing where to turn to thriving and flourishing and motivated to help you do the same. I share this platform with medical doctors, wellness practitioners, chronic illness survivors, meditation and mindfulness gurus, innovators of products from food to technology, and more. Think of it as a one-stop shop for wellness resources where you can listen to professionals from around the world to help you thrive. Join me Mondays and Wednesdays while sipping a cup of tea or making your favorite meal as we explore the world of wellness together. This is the Limitless Healing Podcast. Who doesn't like a ray of sunshine shining down and touching the body and soul? Our next guest does just that. Some call her a chief encouragement officer. Others consider her a contagious optimist. Business owner, entrepreneur, best-selling author of the book, You Can Do Hard Things, and now promoting her newest release of The Consistency Maker. Mother of three beautiful ladies, and I'm blessed to call her a friend. Welcome, Cynthia Kahi. Welcome, Cynthia.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here, and it's one of the things that just sets my heart on fire. So I thank you, and thank you for that beautiful introduction.
It's all true, and we've known each other virtually for a while, and then we got to meet in person, and it was just magical. It was just magnetic, and we came together, and we're like, yeah, you're my person. So if you ever know that feeling of meeting somebody and saying, yeah, that's my person, yeah, Cynthia is my person. So it's been such a beautiful time since we actually met, because we do have this amazing bond. But enough about that. I want to get into you. And I love to take my guests just back in time, because we all have a story. And without our stories, we just wouldn't be where we're at today. So I want to take you back. Tell us where you were born, where you were at around the age of 3, 5, 7, 9, that there was maybe a situation that has impacted you to today.
Wow. Was not expecting that. Goodness. 3, 5, 7, 9. Where was I even? Part of the thing that makes me contagiously optimistic, and that is something that I learned. I've always had a good outlook. I've always had that, I don't want to say ray of sunshine, but I've always been on the positive side of life. My mom is a single mom. I lived with my grandparents for a little while. And one of the things that I remember most and always bringing me joy is my grandfather. My Nono and I used to do so many things together in the garden. He had a garden in the backyard, and we would do it together side by side. He'd go pick apples, he'd go pick pears. I was right there with him. And it just gave me this sense, this overwhelming sense of joy, because I got to be with him. And it just showed me that even the little things make such a big difference. And that time spent was very precious to me.
And you were grounding in the earth, and you didn't even realize that.
I didn't even know it.
You were interacting with the microbiome of the earth, which is a beautiful interaction that we need. And if we don't get it, it can affect our happiness. There's been a lot of studies done on that. So that's really interesting. So do you think that that experience with your grandfather shaped your mind into a more optimistic state, or do you think it enhanced it?
These are great questions. I didn't know enough about it then, but because of my journey and how much I've just grown and honestly blossomed from all of the experiences and the knowledge that I've got from amazing people like you, I don't even know the how significant it was then. Even just you saying that, I'm like, oh, wow, that could have been, right? That could have been one of those things where I didn't even really know it.
Yeah.
But it was so amazing. So I would say it enhanced it. I would say it enhanced it, because, you know, especially when you're that young, you don't know any kind of deep meaning unless you have a really good guide. So I would say it enhanced it.
Yeah. which I think we're all born with our natural nature. Then there's nature versus nurture. But I do think that we are really born with just that kind of, I've always been very happy, optimistic, glasses half full kind of person. And there have been a few moments of touching darkness, and that really scared me deeply. And I retracted and didn't want to feel that anymore. So you have this childhood, you spend a lot of time with your grandparents. And then what happens when you start adulting? Did you go to college?
No, I was actually married very young. I have been married twice. And the high school sweetheart, I married my high school sweetheart.
Wow.
We were together for 3 years and I adulted very quickly. I went from being home, right? Graduating high school and then being married. Had a career, didn't go to college. I started just doing some general ed, but I really knew that I needed to earn my income and start my life. And so I took that route. Mm-hmm. Again, life can only be understood backwards. I had no idea what life really meant or held. Yeah. And so I think that, yeah, I adulted quickly. I was mm-hmm. always very mature. And I'm actually the middle child. I have an older sister and I have a younger sister. My older sister is only 2.5 years. My younger sister is 5 years younger than me. Always in the middle, always being the mediator yeah. kind of thing. So I feel it made me more mature.
Yeah. Of course, like yeah. being that middle person, like you are the mediator, and sometimes you do get overlooked and you have to advocate for yourself, which I'm laughing because Cynthia and I just had this conversation through your experiences. One of the strengths and beautiful things about you that I see is just your tenacious spirit. But behind that spirit is such a loving, kind, genuine, giving, just energy. And so I love that. And so in my mind, I want to know, yeah, what caused that to just really come through and manifest? Because I find the most beautiful people have sometimes experienced the most darkest times. So what is it in you that, or what experience have you had in order to create this chief encouragement officer and your journal that you're doing now? Like, these are all great things. So tell us a little more.
I have had some very traumatic things happen. The most recent and really catapulted me into this whole self-development world was the 2000 Tubbs fire came through Sonoma County, Santa Rosa specifically, mm-hmm. and it took my home. We lost everything. I was so grateful that my children, myself, and my husband at the time all got out safe and sound. And it really was this shift for me. I'm a restaurant owner and I was serving at the time. I was a server. I had been a server for 13 years. And it totally changed my whole perspective on life. It was like all of that tangible stuff, nothing mattered. None of it. When you're got back all the way down to zero, I literally had a backpack or a duffel bag and that was it.
And everything was gone.
And it was happening. Thing.
Wow.
All of it. Wow. One of my grandfather's coats that I loved. Aww. It was his jacket that he used to wear in the garden when we used to work and when Aww. He was farming. But again, I checked those things in, but it changed me. It really changed me. And I thought to myself, okay, in life, those things are tangible, but what we have on the inside and what we give and our loved ones and what we carry, that is so much more valuable than any of that other stuff, any of it. And so I was in the restaurant and I worked there, and the owner at the time also lost his home. We were close in proximity, so we both lost our homes. And he came to a crossroads as well. And he said, I don't know if I want to keep the restaurant. I'm either going to keep it for 2 years or I'm going to sell it. And so he decided that he wanted to sell it. And he asked me if I wanted to purchase it. That's how I became a restaurant owner. But if I didn't have that event, and this is what I tell almost everybody this, it changed my perspective. I don't know if I would have bought the restaurant if that event hadn't happened, because it changed my perspective. I was like, what do I possibly have to lose? I have me. I know me, right? My husband at the time was very supportive. My kids were a little bit younger, but not, they're teenagers now, but so they were a little bit young, but it was just something that I knew in my heart. I loved it so much, the hospitality. Mm-hmm. And I said, we're going to do it. And so I did it. And I became the sole owner. I purchased it on my own, which is, again, no small feat. And that is what started my entrepreneur journey. That instance is what got me to do my self-development journey. And it's been amazing.
And did you write the book after you purchased the restaurant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My journey, I'm Italian and I take pride in being Italian and I'm fiery and I'm sassy and I've got strong roots and I pride myself on those things. And so getting into the restaurant, I was like, I'm going to do this soup to nuts for a whole year. I did it all by myself, everything I needed to know. But then I hit my lid and I was like, I don't know where to go from here. So then that's when I got into self-development. I got into business groups. I got into people thinking bigger and asking me to do these things and dream. And what are your personal, professional, and financial goals? And I was like, what? Just a totally different world. It was a totally different world. And so one of my things was, why didn't anybody tell me this sooner? I said, why didn't anybody tell me? And so that's when I wrote the book, You Can Do Hard Things.
Yes, it is. That's something mm-hmm. I say all the time. For example, this morning when I was doing my cold plunge in the ocean.
Are you daily, by the way?
No, I do it once a week with my dear friend, Faith. Okay. We do it once a week. And this morning it was low 50s. And then the water was, it was stormy and waves were coming in 3 to 4 sets at a time. And it was, we were literally like freezing. And then we just acclimated and we stayed in for about, I think 20, 25 minutes. And the water felt warm after a while. That's how your body just adapts. And then when you get out, that's the hard part. But we can do hard things, whatever that is. And I that's think right. cold plunging is one way to show yourself resilience. That's one of the benefits of it is like you can mm-hmm. physically will yourself into this ice cold water and you can hang out for a little bit because the health benefits are so good and the mental benefits are beyond measure. So you did the book, You Can Do Hard Things. And now you've got this journal that is going to keep you accountable. And so tell us how that came about.
Well, I started a Facebook group because I just wanted to give. There was so much information that I was just receiving. I was like, wow, this is an amazing world. And I just wanted everything to know that I possibly could. So I started a Facebook group and then I started to speak to people one-on-one. So I have a one-on-one time that you can schedule with the CEO. And I just kept finding that people were like, I don't know how to do this. Why do I do this? I started this, but then I stopped. I started this, but then I stopped. So consistency is the key. It's not magic. It's consistency. It's what you do all of the time. And when I say all of the time, 95% of the time, right? Because most people do things 50, 60% of the time. I'm talking like more consistently than not. Yeah. And so I came up with this planner because people would ask me questions and then I would in turn ask them a question. Because we don't have that conversation, that person that we can actually banter with and have the hard conversations is what I call them. When they call me the CEO, I say, I'll give you a kick in that beep in an encouraging way. Because what happens is we get stuck. We think that this isn't working or we lose our perspective because we've been doing it this way for so long. But when somebody starts to ask you questions and you actually have to give some answers, that's when you actually learn. That's when you grow. And that is how you build your consistency because you learn. So what I did was the planner is 4 weeks. The first week it's all guided, but the first week focuses on self-awareness, asking questions about you. How are you doing? Checking in, but it's a lot of journaling as well. Then you have your planner page. The second week is energy. If you cannot create your energy, if you cannot maintain your energy, you will lack, you will fall off because you don't want to do it. Also goals, right? How do you attain your goals? You need energy to attain your goals. So then the third week is habits. We analyze your habits. We get you to talk about your habits. What habits do you have? What habits do you not know you have that need to change? And then the fourth week is consistency. We put it all together. And then in the back of the book, there's actually a habit tracker, which I have found that's really helpful so that you can hold yourself accountable, not necessarily have somebody else. A lot of people don't do coaching. And I don't want to say like the everyday world, but I don't know how I would put that any differently. But there's the people who consistently grow. And I say that's the 10%. But then there's everybody in the 90% world who do the things that they do because that's what they've always done. Yeah. And so this is the opportunity to hit that next level and to find out more about yourself, create your energy, look at your habits, and then you build your consistency by knowing you. So it was, a labor of love. It took way longer than I thought. It taught me patience, but it has been amazing. And I'm so proud of it. So proud of it.
I love it. And this is good for, I'm just thinking initially, a mom. When we become moms, we forget ourselves. We forget what we're always doing for everybody else around us. And we forget to say, oh yeah, what do I like? What kind of music do I like to listen to? What do I like to do as a craft? What do I like to do in my spare time? Because there's not a lot of spare time for most moms. So I can see it as that, or as a young person that's starting out that can learn themselves, college student. I've got one of those and I've got a high schooler. You do too. And it could be for a professional that doesn't have kids and they're trying to figure out what to do. I think this is just such a beautiful resource that you've created. So how can people access that?
Thank you. They are both on Amazon. I have the planner and my book both on Amazon. And I have found the reason why I made the planner this way is because people want answers, but they want other people to give them the answer. Yeah. I don't have the answer for you. I can't get you out of bed. I cannot tell you what your next goal is. I can give you ideas. I sometimes on the outside looking in can see things that you can't. In order for you to grow and learn and to become consistent, you have to know it. Mm-hmm. You have to find the answers. And that's a lot of the work that's in here. And it's hard, but you can do hard things. I promise. I absolutely promise that you can. It's getting that mindset switch to say, yes, it's hard, but guess what? I'm going to do it. And then the other thing that I think gets people is that holds them, that sticks them, is that they don't see a change on the other side because they haven't stuck with it long enough. So I always say, you are your reward. You learn you, and you will be the best award, trophy, all of it. It's you. And then you get to take you to the next level. And that's the thing that people don't necessarily always see because they don't get that far.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I really like that. Resonates deeply because there's so much noise around us. And there's so much, especially today with social media and this, the pushing of images of what we should be and look like, do, act. And it's, what about us? What exactly? We're our own reward. So I think that's so beautiful that you've framed it like that. I like
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. We don't give ourselves enough credit.
Yeah. To have this conversation too, because we're both entrepreneurs and my weakness, I feel, is just being too nice a lot of the times and believing and thinking that somebody is going to tell me something and they're going to follow through and do it. And I've learned that lesson over and over again. And I was just telling Cynthia, I think I need to be a little more aggressive. And she's no. I want you to share what you told me.
It's assertive because we give a little bit of a negative connotation with the other word. Mm-hmm. To be assertive, you're just moving forward. Yeah. You're just leading. You're just showing the other person that this is what you want. This is my standard or my expectation.
Yep.
And this is how I see us moving forward. Sometimes people don't want to take a stand, right? Mm-hmm. Because they have that little bit of a stigma as a woman. And I know you can relate.
Yep.
There's that awful word that they like to call us, but I'm like, what? No, you don't like the assertive part that somebody's actually holding you accountable and asking you to do what you said you were going to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So assertive to me just means that we're leading, basically.
Yeah. I like that. And that's why you're my friend. Because we talk real to each other and we're both entrepreneurs and we're experiencing some of the same things. And that's another thing is when you do get to know yourself and maybe you're going to relearn yourself, you might also realize that those surrounding you are not serving you or they are. And that's wonderful if you find rediscover people around you that are really in line and in step with who you are and who you're becoming, because we iterate our whole lives. Mm-hmm. I'm not the same person that I was when I left home at 17.
Right.
I'm not. Yeah.
Can't be.
No.
We just can't be.
No.
And it's a beautiful evolution, I think. The more you want to When I tell people, you know, what I've learned, I say the more I learn, the more I want to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You had referenced that we're going through the same thing. I wanted to just also share, if I could, just really quick, your food product that you're putting out, which is amazing. And you brought us some in LA when I got to first meet you in person, which was amazing. Uh-huh. I'm also doing a food product, right? Yeah. So my restaurant, Home Run Pizza, is here in Santa Rosa, California. And we have a product that we are taking to market. It's called the Knuckleball. Okay. And what I want to say about that and being an entrepreneur and how we get to where we want to be, we see this big dream, but how do we get there? And for me, you can do hard things is like the foundation of how you get there. I think you said we're the GSD crew or the get shit done crew.
Yeah.
And it's true, but you have to have that mindset. You have to do the inner work because entrepreneurs that make it and entrepreneurs that keep trying, we'll put it that way, right? I don't like the word fail. It's a first attempt in learning. Everything is new, right? As an entrepreneur, one lane leads to an alley. One lane leads to the freeway, right? Like you never know unless you take it.
Yeah.
Because there's no map.
No. One door closes, two doors open is what I say.
Yeah. Yeah. And you need the confidence to keep going. And so that comes from the inside. And so that's why I say, why didn't anybody tell me this sooner? And so you can do hard things has become the foundation of being an entrepreneur. And so that's why I think it's so important. And then as I grew in my self-awareness, that's when the consistency maker intentional planner came along and I was like, we need another step. It took me 2.5 months to write my book. I was like, I knew exactly what I wanted to say. It was a passion. It was a fire. The intentional planner with the journal pages, way more intense, way more intentional. I'm guiding their focus. I'm guiding the person who buys this, their focus, their intention. I give them focus points every single day, every day. So it's very in-depth, but it can be an amazing tool for you. So
I love it. I'm excited about that. So this could be translated into health. What do you want to do different for your health? Are you on a weight loss plan? Are you trying to get rid of your arthritis or chronic colitis? Or there's all kinds of ailments that can happen that can be healed because our bodies are miracle healers. Like they heal. So what is it in your life that you're stuck on, that little steps every day, actionable steps can make a massive impact in your future?
Once you figure out those things that are happening and why you're doing them, you have this aha.
And I think that's a beautiful thing. And if only hindsight is 2020.
True.
But absolutely, it's also like with every year that I get older, the more settled and happy I become in myself and where I'm at and those that I've surrounded myself with. And it's really a beautiful thing. And wisdom of life is magical. And I think that your journal is helping people extract that out because not everybody will arrive to the same point at the same time, but this will help expedite that journey, I believe. So that's beautiful.
Thank you. And I had a friend read my book, my original book, You Can Do Hard Things. And one of the things that he said, which was a huge eye opener for me, and he was 58. He said, I've read it 7 times. And it's a small book. It's 80 pages. But here was the thing that really was significant to me. He goes, every time you read it, your answers will be different. There's a little workbook page on the end of every chapter, because I believe that you need to do some work. You need to figure some stuff out and ask yourself some hard questions. So same thing with the planner. Thought-provoking questions. It could change day to day. What's your focus today? What's your check-in today? These are just guided prompts to help you stay intentional so that you can attain your goals, so that you can learn every day. That's the quote that's in the bottom of every single page. Every day I learn and every day I get better.
Love it. I like that. And it's so true. It's so true. I like it. And you're just like, it's in your face every day, making changes and checking in, relearning yourself. That's really beautiful. I like that.
Yeah.
As we're getting towards the end, one of the questions that I like to ask all my guests is, if this was the last message that you could broadcast out to the world, what would it be?
I'm going to say, love yourself. I used to say confidence is worth more than money. which it is, in my opinion. Confidence will take you a lot of places. But self-love to get you through those hard times, because life is not easy. I say, love yourself through it. If I could give you a message, just know that today is not forever and there is a tomorrow. And just to love yourself through it, love the journey and give yourself some grace.
I like that. Thank you. So tell us how we can find you and if there's anything else you want to add in before we wrap up.
Thank you. I made it really simple. It's my name. Everything on all platforms is Cynthia Cahy. I have a website, cynthiacahy.com. The books are available on Amazon. You can search my name unless you know the names of the items. The Consistency Maker Intentional Planner is the newest, hot off the press. I'm very proud of it. And my book is a couple years old now. It was released two and a half years ago. In any case, you can do hard things. That is the underlying mantra of who I am, because yes, you can.
I love it. Okay. And Cynthia's C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. And the last name is C-A-U-G-H-I-E. Cynthia, it's been a pleasure to have you on with us today. And please check her out. She is a ray of sunshine and a positive note in your life. So check her out. And anything you'd like to add?
I just want to say thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm really glad we got to do this and I appreciate you very much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. And everyone else, until next time, be well. You just finished another episode of Limitless Healing, where we dive into all things wellness. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you would share it with your friends and family. Together, we can plant seeds of hope that leads to transformation in our lives and the lives of those we love. Let's get healthy together.